Nearly a century ago, this country went through another period of deep concern about the safety of the meat supply. The year was 1906. The president was Theodore Roosevelt. The catalyst wasn't a sick cow, but a best-selling novel, Upton Sinclair's The Jungle, a searing portrait of the lives of immigrant families who worked in the Chicago stockyards. Its vivid detail about meat contamination in the slaughterhouses led to major reforms. Morris Dickstein wrote the introduction to the Bantam Books edition of The Jungle. He says Upton Sinclair's intent, as a socialist writer, was to expose workers' conditions and show how their lives were chewed up by industry.
I would say only about a dozen pages of the novel is spent on the preparation of food and the condition of the food that's being produced by these meatpacking companies. But those are the pages, of course, that had a huge impact because Americans were shocked and almost disbelieving in what went into the food that they were putting on their tables every day.
There's one very graphic section where he's talking about sausage making.
Exactly.
Describing rats running over the meat and then being poisoned, and both the poison and the rat getting incorporated
exactly.
into the sausage.
Rat dung and rats. And then there's one moment when he describes people actually falling into the mix. And this was the one detail that was never independently confirmed, that they may actually have been human beings in some of the, quote, Durham pure leaf lard, as he describes it there.
Given what's going on now, I was really surprised to see a mention specifically in The Jungle of downer cows. He talks about them
yes.
coming in, cows that have been injured,
exactly.
were disposed of in darkness and in silence, as he writes about it.
Well, you know, the quality of the meat had been an issue for a number of years. When Roosevelt himself had been in the Spanish-American War in 1898, there was a scandal of the tinned beef that was fed to the soldiers. They called it embalmed beef or poison beef. And this was in the air at the time, but no one had ever been able to establish the facts about the meat production in America until this book came out.
Hmm. Upton Sinclair serializes these articles in 1905. The novel, The Jungle, comes out in 1906, and it's a big success very quickly, sells a lot of copies.
Yes, it sold an enormous number of copies. I think at one point it sold 12,000 copies in one day. And it's hard to think of another book in American literature that led to legislation, major legislation, within such a very short period, within less than 6 months.
The president, Teddy Roosevelt, gets a copy of this book. Is this true that Upton Sinclair actually has a copy delivered to the White House?
So I've heard, yes. And the president, of course, was a reader and a writer. He had published many books himself. He found it very hard to believe the details of what he read in Sinclair's book, so he sent two independent government investigators. And when they came in with a report that confirmed all the details of what Sinclair had written, he threatened Congress and threatened the meatpackers with publicly releasing the report. And this is the way he was able to force an amendment through the agricultural bill in order to get both the Pure Food and Drug Act and the Meat Inspection Law through Congress over the resistance of both the big meatpacking companies and the people in Congress who were essentially in their pockets.
What did Upton Sinclair say after the fact about the laws that resulted from this book of his?
Well, he was proud of them, but he was unhappy. The famous remark that he made was that he intended to reach the public's heart and he only hit them in the stomach. And he was very disappointed that only the stuff about the meat and the condition of the food really affected people. He really thought that this book was an argument against the concentrations of great corporate power and wealth, against the corrupt ways that the city and the government ran, against the ways the newspapers and the legislators and Congress were in the hip pockets of this of corporate power. On the other hand, he did become, without intending to do so, the father of the consumer protection movement in America.
There's a nice sort of circularity to this, that in 1967, Upton Sinclair's 89, it's the year before he dies, he goes to the White House and is there when Lyndon Johnson signs the Wholesome Meat Act.
Right. He had then been invited there by Teddy Roosevelt, who wanted to talk about the details of the book, and he'd been invited back by FDR because he was so famous. And here he was, 60 years later, with Lyndon Johnson signing a law that essentially was a tightening and strengthening of the bill that he had helped get passed.
Professor Dickstein, thanks very much.
It was a pleasure.
Morris Dickstein is a professor of English at the City University of New York.